forget to follow, rate, and roll again tomorrow.
Cooper and Una, live weekday mornings from 7 on iRadio.
As always, we love Truth or Trash. Back tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So get your facts right. We got a load of people messaging in about your fact as well.
Yeah, what are they saying?
Sounds like a load of codswallop that you made up.
Well, I did actually make it up, but I'm not to say that that's not true, because there could be a lonely farmer in Offaly who has fallen in love with a chatbot that has written to the bishop to get a dispensation, to write to Pope Leo in the Vatican to get a dispensation so he can marry the chatbot in the church.
Yeah. It's a pity we didn't have that information when we had a chat with MK.
Oh, yeah.
See what he thought about it. Anyway, here was our chat with MK, who's coming to Dublin in October.
The interview we've been talking about all morning. Are we ready to talk to MK?
Yes.
MK's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Man, I am so excited to talk to you. I've been a fan since the early days, and you are the guy who just keeps on delivering banger after banger after banger. What's your secret? What is your secret sauce, man?
That's a good question. I think my secret sauce is, for me, to make something that I like. I never try to make something for you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds weird, but I try to make sure I'm happy with the end result.
So you have spoken about, I suppose, the dilemma that a lot of DJs face. Like, do you play your hits or do you play what you feel?
It depends. It depends on the crowd. If they're up for it, if they're like, you know, just going for it, which they do in Ireland a lot.
Yeah.
I play what I want to play.
All right.
Okay. And they go even harder, which makes it fun.
Yeah. Do you find that about the Irish crowd, that you're able to go harder?
Oh, no, it's my favorite place to play.
Oh, really?
Yes!
Yeah, yeah, I've been saying it for years. Like, because I can play what I want, and you guys get it.
You've added to your lineup as well. Morgan Seatree's been added, and also Cameron Watson. You know, some homegrown talent there. Why were they added to this? Why did you pick these out of anybody?
I like their sound. I like what they do, and I want to support you guys.
How did the collaboration with Cristal come about?
My daughter. She's 17 and she's on TikTok, and now she's trying to get into DJing. So now she comes up with ideas. One of her ideas was like, "Hey, Dad, you should make a song with no vocals." All right, cool. but then she said, "Dad, the song with Crystal's really cool. You should try to work with her." And I was like, "That's not a bad idea, actually." So I've never heard of Crystal before that, but I found her.
Yeah, you got to listen to those 17-year-olds. And obviously, 17 is an important number in your life as well, obviously, because of the tune 17.
It is.
Kimir, I've heard that you do want to work with Sabrina Carpenter on a track.
Yeah.
Have you reached out to Sabrina yet?
No, I won't reach out to her. If it happens, cool.
When you're at festivals, is there anybody that you're excited to see when you're actually... when you're doing a little bit of downtime, you're like, all right, here's such and such as on. I want to go see them.
The sad part is when I'm at festivals, I stay in the green room.
Ah, Mark. Come on, man. When was the last concert that you went to, though?
Yeah.
So you weren't actually gigging at. Was there any act that you were like, right, I'm going to go and see this? Who was it?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, my God. Mark, you're so busy. That's what it is.
No, I mean, that's my job. No, so the last thing I want to do is go, you know. Yeah, sorry, no.
No, that's fine, man.
For fun, I drive in my car with no music. Silent.
Interesting. Okay, now I want to go in a deep dive into what car do you drive?
Oh, I just bought a Mercedes G63 AMG.
Good. AMG is a good choice.
I just got it last week.
Nice!
Well, where?
I had a Tesla before, and I was here in Ibiza, and I called my business manager. I said, hey, I want this car, and I'll be home on Saturday. Can you guys, you know, do the paperwork? Mm. And I got home. It got delivered like pizza.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Incredible.
The last time I had something like that happen to me was when I ordered a cheese grater. And I got it the next day on Amazon. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah. It wasn't the best days of my life.
You lived a very fulfilling life. Yeah, cheese grater.
It wasn't a G-Wagon, that's for sure.
I'm going to post an hour just so when you see it, it's because of you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Mark, we're also delighted to have you on board here with iRadio because you're going to be doing iRadio 6 to 6. Are you excited about being on the radio here in Ireland and just like talking to your fans and playing all the tunes that you want?
Of course I'm excited.
Of course, sir. Well, we're very excited to see you. It's going to be on Saturday, 25th of October. Morgan Seatree, Cameron Watson on support. MK will be there. hands in the air, waving around like you just don't care. Legend. Listen, I hope to see you at the Three Arena, and it's been lovely to talk to you. Finally got to meet you, which I'm absolutely delighted about. Been a fan for years. Go and enjoy your rest, man. Enjoy Ibiza as well, all right?
Thank you, guys.
All right, look after yourself. Cheers,
bye.
Buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.